Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 Till. Thanks for hanging out with me. Ted Fishman is our guest. It's his 8th anniversary. Ted Fishman, happy anniversary, baby.
And happy anniversary to you.
and the gift, by the way, the gift of the 8th anniversary gift, you know, it's not gold or silver, it's an email. That's what you that's your gift, Ted. So
it's the email anniversary.
The email that you got, yeah, that well, you've already got it, by the way. hope you enjoyed it. Thanks again, Ted, for being with us. It's been one of the great finds of our career here is hooking up with you and getting you to come back, and we appreciate it very much. Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen, the author of China Inc., the author of Shock of Gray. He's got a lot more coming down the road. And in fact, you just got back from Indonesia.
I did.
You know that country well. You spent a lot of time there over the years. And you were there to write an article, but you did some other things. What do we need to know? What do small business owners, especially Small Business America, need to know about Indonesia?
Well, you know, there is a kind of perception about developing countries that they're so corrupt it doesn't pay to wade in, that corruption is a kind of trade barrier that helps
yeah.
local businesses that know how to navigate it and keeps out Americans who don't.
Well, clearly the ethical standards from the East are different from the ethical standards of the West.
Well, they're very, very different, and even when people act in a corrupt way, they might be abiding by an ethical standard.
The point is that what you think is unethical to them is standard practice. And they,
that's
and,
right.
And, they, and not only that, they don't even think they're being corrupt.
That's unethical. Right. Or they think they're being corrupt on one hand, but in another they might think that they're attuned to cultural norms that
right.
are about small payments
mm-hmm.
or giving or relate to their mode of worship
mm-hmm.
or all kinds of things.
Or paying tribute or respect or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, but there's another opinion in the world, which is that democracy lately has fed corruption. You get these new democracies, and as soon as that happens, then corruption spreads far and wide to every
mm-hmm.
local official. And
so is Indonesia very corrupt?
Yes. Indonesia is always rates way too high on the corruption indexes. But what I saw in this last trip was, you know, voters actually picking for the governor of Jakarta an official in Indonesia who has a very credible way of fighting the petty corruption that drives mm. everybody crazy there. And that's by using technology as a way to get around the officials who are always asking you for payment. And he said this really interesting thing to me one time. His name is Jokowi, and he's the governor general, which is the mayor's job in Jakarta. And he said, Ted, why do you think there's so many lines every time you want to get anything from a public office in Indonesia? And I said, is it under finance, poor administration, lack of development? He goes, oh, no, it's none of that. It's because when there's a long line, you need to pay somebody to get to the front of the line. And so one of the things that he does, you know, is he, in a big way, he eliminates all of the lines and bottlenecks that force you to pay
mm-hmm.
some petty official to get what you ought to get for free. So there's ATMs in the public offices that let you get your ID cards. Nobody has to come and ask you for an extra payment. If you want to get your motorcycle license, your student ID, you used to have to pay, you know, $20, $100 to get it, which was all unofficial money. It should have been free, and now they're free again. And then he's taken that money and he's pledged it to public service, like flood relief,
wow.
or to help
rebuild. Could this catch on?
Burned out neighborhoods. And he was the mayor of a much smaller city in Java, the most populous island in Indonesia,
mm-hmm.
named Solo, which is in the middle part of the island. And then he was drafted to be mayor of Jakarta, which, if Jakarta were a city, were a country, Jim, it would be the fourth or fifth largest country in Europe. It is a gigantic
wow.
metropolis of, you know, nearly 20 million people.
Wow.
And, you know, so now he's playing in a much, much bigger field. And I followed him around, and he's become the most popular, most famous person in Indonesia.
Is he the next president?
Well, you know, that's controversial. He says he doesn't say he wants to be. He probably wouldn't say that. Lots of people want him. But he's only been in this big job for a very, very short time. Now, as you know, we have a president who had a pretty meteoric rise.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
to the top office.
Yeah, we sure do.
The thing about being president is you really only learn how to be president by being president.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Nobody's really learned how to be president of Indonesia yet, so would he be better or worse than the others?
He might be better off. He might be able to have more impact where he is. So okay, what's the lesson here?
So I think the lesson here is that if you despair that democracy makes business harder and harder to enter in a country, if you're an American and you see lots of corruption, you know, don't despair. Look really closely at what voters are really saying. Do they want to clean up a country?
Well, see, we've got to do that in this country. And what we have to do is we have to break the backs of money. We got to find a way. See, we have corruption. We have major corruption in the American government, in the U.S. government. It's called lobbying.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, how is that not corrupt by a group of people being able to spend enough money to influence votes that are affected? I mean, what's the difference, Ted?
I always feel like when I go to these places that are overtly corrupt and you see everything on the surface,
yeah,
that when
yeah.
you come home, you could see the wheels behind the scenes
if we
here
can't,
so much better.
If we can't, Main Street
yeah.
has got to take back America.
Yeah.
And Main Street, the only way Main Street's going to take it back is as I think, one of the ways is through technology. I think that's what's going to happen very similar. I think that's definitely a lesson we can learn here in America from the Indonesians. Quick break. Right back with Ted Fishman. TedFishman.com, by the way. It's his website. Check it out. Right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.